Secure Retrieval Augmented Generation. Enterprise architecture patterns for safe, accurate AI without data leakage. Retrieval Augmented Generation, RAG, is rapidly becoming the enterprise default for making large language models, LLMs, useful on private data. It fetches relevant documents from a knowledge base and asks the model to answer using those exact sources. The benefits are immediate: fewer hallucinations, fresher information, and controllable behavior. The risk, however, is just as real. Pulling sensitive context into prompts can expose regulated data, surface stale or ungoverned content, and create new exfiltration paths. This post lays out practical, security-first architecture patterns for building RAG systems that protect confidentiality, ensure policy compliance, and maintain accuracy at scale. It synthesizes proven design approaches with real-world examples and highlights where trade-offs among speed, cost, and safety are warranted. RAG in a nutshell, and why security comes first. RAG enriches prompts by retrieving snippets from enterprise repositories, wikis, tickets, PDFs, database rows, call transcripts, then instructs the LLM to answer grounded in those snippets. Instead of fine-tuning a model on proprietary data, which can be slow and risky, RAG lets you keep data in a governed store and inject only what's needed at inference. This separation lowers the attack surface, but only if you carefully manage identities, access control, and data flow. Without guardrails, prompts can inadvertently include secrets, cross-tenant information, or out-of-scope documents. Security boundaries should therefore be designed in layers. Who can trigger retrieval? What data can be retrieved? How it is transformed and logged? Where it is processed? And which outputs are allowed to leave the system? Threat model for enterprise RAG before choosing tools. Define an explicit threat model. Start with data sensitivity, PII, PHI, trade secrets, regulatory context, and adversary motivation, external attackers, insiders, supply chain. Map how data moves across the ingestion pipeline, embedding job, vector store, retrieval service, model runtime, and UI. For each hop, list what could leak, who could see it, and which controls apply. Consider both accidental and malicious behavior. Remember that attacks can be subtle. A benign-looking PDF can carry prompt injection content. Harmless embeddings can encode private strings. Log aggregation can become the largest shadow copy of your secrets if unfiltered. Prompt injection via documents or user input that bypasses system instructions. Overbroad retrieval, returning cross-tenant or out-of-scope data. Embedding leakage of sensitive strings and identifiers. Model endpoint exfiltration through prompts, tools, or streaming responses? Insecure vector stores or caches with weak authentication or plain text backups. Data residency violations through cross-region indexing or inference. Core architectural layers for secure RAG. A secure RAG architecture is an assembly of layered controls. Each layer enforces least privilege, provenance, and verifiability. The following subsections outline the critical components and the patterns that keep them safe. Data ingestion and classification. Ingest sources through a controlled pipeline that performs classification, redaction, and normalization before indexing. Assign labels such as public, internal, confidential, restricted, and regulated. Attach data lineage, source system, owner, timestamp, legal basis as metadata. If documents carry mixed sensitivity, split or transform them so the index retains only appropriately scoped chunks. Run static and machine-assisted DLP checks to find secrets. Keys, credentials, SSNs, and set a policy. Deny indexing for restricted patterns or mask with placeholders and store a reversible token only where explicitly authorized. At ingestion time, capture access control lists, owner, department, user group entitlement, and expiration. Treat this authorization metadata as the primary filter in retrieval. Build change detection so that access revocations or document deletions propagate to the index quickly. Delayed revocation is a common leakage avenue. Keep your ingestion pipeline idempotent with deterministic document IDs to support safe updates and rollbacks. Embedding and chunking pipeline embeddings convert text into vectors for similarity search. Choose privacy-aware chunking. Split along logical boundaries, sections, headings, and avoid chunk sizes that capture entire documents with a single secret. Strip or hash identifiers you do not need for retrieval relevance. If referencing sensitive IDs is necessary, e.g., account numbers, use format-preserving tokenization or keyed hashing. so the token is meaningful only within your environment. Prevent the embedding service from writing raw text to persistent logs in highly sensitive contexts. Run embedding models inside a dedicated VPC or on-prem with no internet egress, and prefer models vetted for memorization risks and configurable retention. Track embedding model version, pre-processing steps, and chunk-to-source mapping. This provenance enables reproducible investigations and supports re-embedding when you rotate models. If you implement aggressive compression techniques, e.g., dense retriever distillation, evaluate their effect on recall for restricted classes of documents to ensure important but rare facts remain retrievable. Vector store security and index design. Use a vector database or search engine that supports strong authentication, MTLS, workload identity, network isolation, private subnets, service endpoints, at-rest encryption with customer-managed keys, and fine-grained authorization. Apply row-level or document-level filters tied to the user's attributes, department, project, clearance. When multi-tenant, partition indices physically, per-tenant clusters, or logically with robust namespace isolation, and enforce quota and rate controls to mitigate inference of dataset boundaries via side-channel queries. Design the index with guarded filter-first retrieval. Apply authorization and residency filters before similarity search, or at least as a pre-re-rank step. Retain essential metadata in a companion store keyed by document ID, version, checksum, retention policy, and source URL. Avoid storing raw secrets in vector metadata. Where necessary, encrypt selective fields with application layer keys. Plan for backups that are encrypted and tested for restore without cross-environment leakage. If you must support cross-region disaster recovery, implement residency-aware replication rules that respect legal boundaries, potentially with stub indices that hold only non-sensitive vector summaries. Retrieval and policy enforcement. At query time, evaluate user identity, session context, and request purpose. Use attribute-based access control, ABAC. Only documents whose metadata satisfies the user's attributes are eligible. Limit the recall set size and apply diversity-aware sampling, e.g., maximal marginal relevance, to avoid repeating near duplicates. Maintain a deny list and allow list of sources based on use case. Consider a second-stage re-ranker that considers both similarity and policy signals. Freshness, authoritative source, risk score. Include citation metadata with each passage returned, so downstream components can display grounded answers and enable drill down. Insert a mandatory policy check between retrieval and generation that inspects the context bundle. If sensitive labels appear and the user lacks clearance, drop or redact those chunks. Log decisions in a privacy-preserving way. Document IDs and labels, not full text. This middle layer is also the right place to inject disclaimers, legal notices, and tool availability, depending on the use case. Orchestration and LLM runtime. Your orchestrator should implement gated prompt construction with templated system and user sections. Enforce maximum context length, strip or escape markup, and normalize whitespace to limit prompt injection attack surface. Keep system prompts as data, versioned, signed, and retrievable, rather than hard-coded strings. Run safety classifiers on both user input and retrieved context. Where possible, call the model in a private runtime. On-prem inference server, VPC-hosted managed endpoint, or confidential computing instance. Disable provider-side data retention and training by default. If unavailable, route to a provider that offers contractual and technical guarantees, e.g., zero data retention. Implement tools, e.g., calculators, database queries behind explicit allow lists, with arguments validated against schemas. For high-risk operations, require step-up authentication or human approval. When streaming outputs to clients, pass through a final content filter and rate limiter to throttle exfiltration attempts. Cache safe responses aggressively, but scope cache keys to user and policy context to avoid cross-user reuse. Output delivery and redaction. Deliver answers with citations and an explicit sources used list. Include in-response redaction for sensitive elements surfaced by the model, names, addresses, account numbers, unless the user has clearance. Offer an expand-to-view mechanism that fetches the original document only if the user's access permits. For integrations that export outputs, tickets, emails, run a final DLP pass and tag artifacts with confidentiality labels to propagate downstream governance. preserve a truncated trace of inputs and outputs for audit, with sensitive content removed or tokenized. Identity authorization and context isolation bind every request to a verifiable identity, end user, service account, or device identity, and use short-lived tokens with audience-bound scopes. Favor workload identity over static API keys. Authorization should be centralized. A policy engine, e.g. OPA, ABAC, that evaluates who can see which documents and who can use which tools. Avoid context mixing. When a user interacts with multiple tenants or projects, instantiate separate sessions with isolated caches and vector queries. For delegated workflows, e.g. a bot answering in Slack, perform on behalf of token exchanges that reflect the end user's privileges, not the bot's. Enforce just-in-time permission elevation for sensitive data access with automatic expiration. Encryption and key management. Use defense in depth for cryptography. TLS 1.2 plus in transit. Disk and backup encryption at rest. And application layer encryption for particularly sensitive metadata fields. Prefer customer-managed keys, CMKs, through a cloud KMS or on-prem HSM. Implement envelope encryption so you can rotate data keys without re-encrypting all content. Separate key domains for vector stores, logs, caches, and model runtimes to compartmentalize risk. If you tokenize identifiers before embedding, store token mappings in a vault with strict access policies and audit trails. Validate that third-party services disable data retention and delete residuals upon request. If not, wrap data before sending, or avoid those services entirely. Network and deployment patterns. Place core components in private networks. Vector DBs in isolated subnets, no public IPs, and access via private link endpoints. Restrict egress with firewall policies. Model endpoints should be reachable only through explicit allow lists. In hybrid deployments, keep embeddings and retrieval close to the data to minimize exposure. And forward only sanitized context to the central LLM. For highly regulated environments, run the model on-prem or in a sovereign cloud region, and consider confidential computing, TEE, instances to reduce operator visibility. If you must interact with public SaaS, terminate TLS inside your VPC and use mutual TLS to authenticate services. Prompt security and jailbreak resistance, adopt layered prompt defenses. Start with structured templates that separate system instructions, user query, and retrieved snippets. Normalize and escape content boundaries so injected instructions in retrieved text are treated as data, not control. Add pre- and post-model classifiers for toxicity, PII, and policy terms. Constrain generation with function calling or JSON schemas where practicable. Avoid freeform outputs for workflows that trigger actions. Use adversarial training corpora during evaluation to harden prompts against jailbreaks. In production, randomize a small set of equivalent system prompts to reduce brittleness and prompt overfitting by attackers, mitigating hallucinations and improving accuracy. Accuracy comes from disciplined retrieval and answer verification. Use hybrid search BM25 plus vectors to improve recall and deploy a re-ranker tuned on your domain. Limit context to the most relevant, diverse passages and ask the model to answer only if the sources support it. Otherwise, return not found. Encourage extract, then summarize. First quote or identify specific passages, then synthesize. For numerical or policy-heavy domains, route to tools, calculators, policy engines, and ask the model to cite outputs. Techniques like self-consistency or multi-pass verification can help. Generate two drafts with different temperature and compare citations before delivering. Measure grounding rigorously. Track the percentage of claims with citations, citation accuracy, and answer completeness. Introduce guardrails that reject answers lacking sufficient evidence. For dynamic content, enforce freshness, prefer sources updated within a defined window, and re-index critical repositories frequently. Deploy evaluators, automated and human, that spot-check answers for both factuality and policy compliance, observability, evaluations, and governance. Instrument every layer with privacy-aware telemetry, request IDs, document IDs retrieved, policy decisions, model versions, latency, and token usage. Avoid logging raw props or retrieved text unless strictly necessary. If you must, apply reversible tokenization with strong access controls and short retention. maintain lineage, which prompt template retrieval parameters and model produced which answer. Build dashboards for guardrail effectiveness, blocks, redactions, grounding metrics, and drift in retrieval quality. Conduct offline evaluations with representative, labeled datasets and a red team suite that includes prompt injection and data exfiltration attempts. Establish a change management process. Pull requests for prompt templates, policy rules, and retrieval parameters with mandatory review and rollback. Compliance and data residency translate regulatory obligations into technical controls. For GDPR, minimize data in prompts. Support data subject requests, delete or export, and ensure residency. Both the vector store and inference runtime should be region pinned. For HIPAA, treat prompts and outputs as PHI when applicable. Sign BAAs and log access disclosures. For ISO 27001 and SOC 2, document risk assessments, control ownership, and incident response for your RAG components. Set explicit retention periods for logs and caches. And honor records management policies in source systems by propagating deletes. Where possible, segregate regulated workloads into dedicated environments with their own keys, networks, and deployment pipelines. Reference architectures, you can start from pattern A. Cloud-native RAG in a private VPC. Documents flow from source systems into a managed ingestion service that classifies and redacts. An embedding job runs on private compute with no internet egress. Writing vectors to a managed vector DB accessed via private link. The retrieval microservice enforces ABAC using a central policy engine and calls a managed LLM endpoint configured with zero data retention. Outputs pass through a DLP filter before reaching the client app. Keys live in cloud KMS. All logs are tokenized, short-lived, and centralized with access boundaries. Pattern B, regulated on-premise RAG. Source repositories feed a hardened ingestion pipeline with on-prem DLP and tokenization. Embeddings are computed on GPU servers inside a segregated network. The vector store runs in a dedicated cluster with MTLS and HSM-backed encryption. A local open-weight LLM, quantized if needed, serves inference. Sensitive workloads run on confidential VMs or TEEs. No external calls are allowed. Approvals for tool actions require human in the loop via a separate workflow system. Residency and compliance audits are simplified by design because data never leaves the environment. Pattern C, hybrid edge retrieval with centralized generation. Sensitive repositories remain on-prem. A lightweight retrieval gateway there performs ABAC filtered vector search and returns only minimal redacted passages to a central LLM in the cloud via a private interconnect. This balances sovereignty with access to stronger models. The gateway caches embeddings locally and rotates keys independently. Central orchestration maintains policy templates and audit logs while never obtaining full raw documents. Real-world examples. Financial Services Knowledge Assistant. A global bank deployed RAG to help analysts find policy and product details. They ingested only approved manuals and tickets labeled by product line and region. Retrieval enforced ABAC on desk, country, and role. The LLM ran on a private endpoint with zero retention. Outputs required citations. Unsupported answers returned insufficient evidence. A red team found that older tickets contained prompt injection payloads. The bank added a pre-retrieval filter for injection signatures and re-indexed. Result, a 32% reduction in time to answer and no detected cross-desk leaks after launch. Healthcare clinical notes summarization. A hospital system applied RAG to summarize patient histories from encounter notes and lab reports. Embeddings ran on-prem. Identifiers were tokenized with a vault-managed mapping. Retrieval was restricted to the current patient context derived from the EHR session. The model generated summaries with explicit lab references and timestamps. A post-generation PHI detector verified that only the active patient's tokens were present. Otherwise, the output was blocked. Auditors confirmed HIPAA controls, and clinicians reported improved handoffs without new disclosure incidents. Implementation runbook and common pitfalls. Define use cases and risk levels. Decide where RAG adds value versus simpler search or rules. Inventory data sources. Classify and map ownership, legal basis, and residency constraints.
Stand up a secure ingestion pipeline with DLP and metadata normalization. Fail closed on classification errors. Choose an embedding model and vector store that support private deployment, CMKs, and ABAC. Design chunking and metadata that align with access controls. Avoid embedding secrets or raw identifiers. Build retrieval that enforces policy before similarity search or at the first re-rank. Log decisions. Harden the LLM runtime with private networking, zero retention, and tool allow lists, template prompts. Add output filters, citation requirements, and redaction. Block unsupported answers by default. Implement observability and offline avows with a red team suite, gate releases through change control. Test incident response, key rotation, index retraction, and provider failover, rehearse quarterly. Common pitfalls, logging raw prompts, caching across users, overbroad retrieval filters, ignoring deletion propagation, unscoped SaaS endpoints, and assuming embeddings cannot leak secrets.